fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 29th of March. The prepper tip today is to, I want to encourage you to please use the ivermectin protocols. If you're not at higher risk, you can skip the ivermectin part of it. Just take the vitamins, and you'll be a lot better off. That's what I do every day. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page is Freedom Center USA. And the telephone number, he'll be taking calls later in the week, is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but there's an interesting timing going on. The Supreme Court has that Rhode Island case where the police violated this man's rights and under the public safety protocol took his guns. I think under the Biden administration, you're going to see the false flag shootings will show up again, all the mass shootings, and they'll use it to justify gun control and gun confiscation. This is their plan. This is what they're planning on doing. They want control. And I think it's something that you shouldn't be surprised of when you see. You know, how many mass shootings did we have last year? Practically none under Trump. And didn't have any the year before. Now, we had the Vegas shooting, which was perpetrated by a bunch of feds, you know, and that whole thing got covered up. Everything got buried. But what you're going to see now is the news sensationalizing mass shootings. You're going to see these mass murders take place in this country, and it's going to be used as justification to take law-abiding citizens' firearms and to remove their rights and to remove the Bill of Rights from our culture. And I think you need to be prepared for that. And the only way to properly prepare for it is to organize people in your community and to get a constitutional sheriff elected in your county, to make sure your police chiefs are pro-Second Amendment, pro-Bill of Rights. Because if your law enforcement leadership is not pro the Bill of Rights and pro-human rights and pro-God-given rights, you're literally setting your community up for the ugliest of situations. And you can preempt that and not be the canary in the mine. And I think that's something that's worth working towards in every community in the United States.
It is. It is. I was at a restaurant last night. There was a couple of militiamen at a nearby table, and they were talking about how important it is to have a sheriff who supports the Second Amendment. It is not optional, is it, sir?
Not at this point. It's about to get really ugly in this country. You know. By the way, we now have access to thermal sights again. And so if you're interested in a thermal sight, give me a call and we'll talk about a couple of options that are actually available. I've got thermals that are hitting the door tomorrow that are going to fill some orders for people that have been waiting patiently. And we're at the point now where we can get certain thermal sights fairly quickly. So we've got a little window of opportunity open now, and hopefully some of you will take advantage of it.
Well, we don't know how long this window's going to be open, do we, sir?
No, Pulsar's sort of been removed from the equation. You know, people don't understand. The federal government, these crooked people running the show, they are using a combination of techniques to starve the American people of ammunition, to starve them of thermal sights. And, you know, they're basically hitting the logistical areas that they can to keep people from being able to stand up. And it's really sad, because you have a lot of new gun owners. A lot of people in America see what's going on. I think in January we added 2.7. The numbers should be out for February here in the next few weeks, or few days, actually. And I suspect we added at least another 3 million new gun owners. It was estimated in 2018 that we had about 80 million gun owners in the United States. That number has gone well over 100 million in the last 5 months.
That's absolutely amazing. That's a good thing.
It is. It is a good thing. And it's a good thing that people are starting to feel a responsibility for their own security. And I'm telling you, whether you have a good constitutional police chief or a sheriff and good constitutional police officers or not, like, we have a lot of guys around here that wear the badge that are law enforcement, and they're legit. They actually believe in enforcing the law. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy total my wife's Jeep a couple years ago, and he hit this drug addict. And they got in a collision out there in front of Walmart in Lebanon, Missouri. And I think my guy was on the cell phone. I think the guy driving my wife's Jeep was at fault. But he suggested to the police that they search these other people's car because they're on drugs. You know, he's like, this woman's high. And the officer was like, look, I don't have probable cause to search that car. I'm going to write an accident report, and if I see any indications of drugs, I'll search the car. But right now, I don't have probable cause or even reasonable suspicion. Now, that is a constitutional, law-abiding police officer by any measure.
Right.
That guy was professional as professional can be. And it was a Lebanon City officer, by the way, and a really good guy. And, you know, then on the other side of the equation, you know, we have federal officers and local police in bed with the feds on these drug task forces, and they're corrupt as they can be. And they've done things like found a bag of marijuana in the basement of a nice home because a 15-year-old has his bedroom in the basement, and they've used asset forfeiture to confiscate the parents' house. Parents didn't even know the kid was experimenting with marijuana. So on the other side of the equation, we have that sort of thing going on. And the rubber meets the road with the individual police officer. And I have said this for decades. Doesn't matter what color your uniform is, what color your pajamas are. Doesn't matter if you have a shiny piece of jewelry on your chest shaped like a star. None of that matters. If you break the law, you are not law enforcement. If you violate someone's rights, you are not law enforcement. You're a criminal. And if I see you do it, I'm going to treat you just like any other criminal. And when the rest of America has that sort of attitude towards these brown shirts, we'll be well on our way to fixing these problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you got a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. Anything new in the world of optics, sir, that we need to know about?
Well, yeah, the new iRay thermals are amazing, and the price point is market shaking. They've got a new thermal that we've become a dealer for, and I'm not just recommending this because I'm now a dealer for this sight. I'm recommending this based on the technical capabilities of this thermal sight. It's a 640 by 480 12 micron engine, 50 hertz, for around $6,000, which is dramatically less than anything else in that performance range, thousands of dollars less. And it comes with a 5-year warranty.
Whoa.
Most of these companies are offering 2-year warranties, 1 year on night vision, 2 years on thermal. Pulsar was 3 years on thermal, but you can't get a Pulsar. I haven't seen one show up in 4 months. And so we now have this option that's better than Pulsar for the price point, and it's got a 5-year warranty. It's just a great product.
And they're available.
And we can get them.
For the time being.
Yeah, at least until the Biden clowns shut, you know, the Biden puppet masters shut them down too.
What a crazy world we live in. Well, if you want some high quality thermal vision scope at a really great price, it sounds like the way to go to me.
It really is. It's a great option. And you know, in times where the federal government is tightening the noose around the people's neck, which is what's going on right now, and you're going to see more of this happen with the COVID excuse and the public safety excuse and the false flag shootings and all of this garbage, you're going to see more and more of this over the next 6 months. But what you really should be focusing on is what you can do. And you can get a reloading press. You can get components. You can learn how to make your own ammunition. It only takes about 3-4 hours to learn how to make ammunition. It's not a complicated thing. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be able to measure with a caliper. You have to be able to measure with a scale. You know, that sort of thing. But it's no different than 7th grade lab science class. I mean, it's you just have to be able to measure certain things and follow a sequence. Making ammunition is not a big challenge for anyone I've ever met. Doesn't matter if you're good at math, not good at math, none of that stuff matters. If you can count to 25 and a half grains, you can load 223 ammo. If you can zero a scale or a balance and pour 25 grains of powder into a tray and then dump it into a funnel into a brass case, you can load ammo. And so I would highly encourage people that have even one time thought about learning to reload their own ammunition to do it. Buy a press, buy a scale, get into it, because there may come a time in this country very soon where you can no longer buy ammo. You're going to have to make your own.
Well, it's not so much theory as much as when's it going to happen at this point.
Well, hopefully Biden and the puppet master clowns will so step in their own BS that come the interim election in about a year and a half, we will take over the House.
And, that needs to happen. That really needs to happen.
And that'll put the brakes on their agenda. I think that's why they're pushing so hard, because they see the handwriting on the wall. They know from the polling data that America is not with them. The heart of America rejects their garbage.
If H.R. 1 becomes law, they'll never lose another election. That's H.R. 1 is horrendous. It will guarantee they win every election.
And, you know, there's no constitutional authority for the feds to control the elections. The feds, under the Constitution, let me be really clear about this. The federal government has no authority to run an election under the Constitution. None. The elections are to be run at the state level, state by state by state. And there's a reason for that, because the separation of powers concept helps thwart corruption. Now, we've ignored that on many levels. They've used the Supremacy Clause and the Commerce Clause, and they've misinterpreted that, the intent of those clauses in the Constitution, to grow federal control. We cannot let it grow anymore. H.R. 1 has to be stopped at all costs. Otherwise, you will never see a Republican or a conservative win a national election again.
Very true. Very true. That's exactly what will happen. Well, if somebody was going to place an order for that new thermal, what's the name of this new thermal site again, sir?
It's the IRAY, the high-end IRAY site, I-R-A-Y.
I-R-A-Y, okay. Yep. And is there a model number?
You know, I don't know what the model number is.
Okay, but if somebody calls, you'll know what they're talking about.
Well, there's a 384 by 280, which is around $4,000. We haven't tested that site yet, so I don't know. I don't know what the performance level of that thing is yet. But the 640 by 480, the high one, it's remarkable. Its performance is incredible.
So 640 by 480.
12 micron. So the 640 by 480 is like, you know, the screen resolution on your computer. You know, you can choose 1280 by 720. You can choose, you know, remember the old computers years ago that had 720 by 640 dots? That's the number of dots on your screen. Basically, the higher the number, the smaller the dots on a computer. So if you've got 640 by 480, you've got twice the resolution, or four times the number of pixels as 320 by 240, which is what the old thermal sights were. But you also have this thing called microns, and this is the actual pixel size. So a lot of the scopes out there are 17 micron. Well, that's quite a bit larger than a 12 micron pixel. So when you get down to 12 microns, you see more detail. You can tell the difference between a German Shepherd and a coyote at 400 yards because you've got that small dot, that 12 micron dot, and it just allows the human eye to discern more detail on the target.
Okay. Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago. We thought that getting thermal imaging was pretty much at an end.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I just stopped taking orders because we just didn't have any options. And then Trigicon came through with a big shipment, and then IRAY came on board with some product. And so now we've got a little window of opportunity to get these things in people's hands, and that's a good thing because the thermal sight is the only way to go at night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the time to get the thermal imaging sites is now, because we don't know how long the window will be open. We don't know how quickly the Biden administration is going to do some more insanity that will hurt us. There's a lot of unknowns here. All we know for sure is everything works right now, don't we, Sam?
Well, when you're in tough situations, doesn't matter if you're in a survival situation, you're in a tactical situation, you're in a political situation, you need to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. That's an important concept.
That's right. That's right.
We'll chat more after the break.
We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Special sale going on for the next week and a half or so, an extra $80 off on top of the existing $50 off EMP Shield devices. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He has a page at usa.life. You just look for Freedom Center USA. You want a custom rifle built? You want to sign up for a class, just give Sam a call. Leave a message. If he doesn't pick up, he'll get back with you. 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, we're talking about what we can do. What can we do right now? And, you know, a lot of Americans are like, I don't know what to do. The Democrats have taken over, and the liberals are ruining our country and all of this stuff. Well, they're trying to ruin the country. It's going to be a little harder than they think. So what can you do? You can, number one, you can get legislation passed in your state. Second Amendment Preservation Act of Missouri is a good place to start. A lot of states have taken up copies of that. And I think there's a state out west that actually voted it through before Missouri did. and they copied our language of our law almost word for word. So that's a good thing. Now, you can work very hard to develop candidates. A constitutional candidate for sheriff would be the thing that I would focus on the most, because it'll buy you the most time to get organized as a community. So get a constitutional sheriff elected. Figure out how to make that happen. And, you know, like, we found a guy to run against our local sheriff. You know, our local sheriff is a rhino. He's spineless as he can be. And we found a guy to run against him. Now, I'm not going to give that guy's name out yet. But in the next election, the current sheriff is gone. People have had enough of this guy, right? And it's not just me. It's people, powerful people that have lived in Lebanon their whole life that are tired of this guy not standing up. And so getting a constitutional sheriff elected is key. The other thing you can do is you can learn to load ammunition. You can get you and your family and your friends to training. You know, if I could convince four people from every community, just give me four men from every community around this country to come and train at the Freedom Center. Just come and train. 5 days of training. 5 days of rifle training, 2 days of handgun training. You can take that knowledge back to your community and start training people with those skills in your community. And we'll give you a technique for that. And it really helps to train with the people that you're going to be working with. That teamwork that develops, that communication patterns that develop, all of that. You know, you could come to the Freedom Center by yourself and train. That's great. Much better off to bring people from your community that you're likely to be working with in a defensive situation. That's a much better way to train. Because as you go through our program, you get through the advanced courses and you get into the night combat course, and you're working with the same guys, you get to know them. You get to know their the way they read situations, the way they react to situations, the way they communicate. All of that stuff pays big dividends when you're fighting in the dark.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And I want to encourage people to take Sam up on what he's suggesting. Because these four men from each community will be the instructors in those communities, won't they, sir?
That's right. You know, train the trainers is kind of the concept at the Freedom Center. You know, send us your most experienced people. We'll get those guys into a program that's simple and easy to transfer that knowledge to other people. You can go back to your community. You know, like, we've had a bunch of people from Texas come up and train. And, you know, the thing I love about Texas people is they're not shy, right? They're going to tell it like it is. They're going to come up. They're going to train hard. They're going to work hard, and they're going to go back to their community, and they're going to talk to their friends. Same thing with some guys in Arkansas, some guys in Oklahoma. You know, these guys are just hard-nosed businessmen. They get stuff done. They come up and train at the Freedom Center. They go back to their communities. They transfer that knowledge to their friends, their local gun club, their families, and it just spreads. And that type of skill will pay big dividends if this country ever comes unglued.
Absolutely. Absolutely it will. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll talk a little bit more about reloading when we get back. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of March. We're having a great time in Maine, a beautiful fish camp, great food, three meals a day. I'll be doing my show live from the Maine Lodge there at Steve Whitman's fish camp called Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine, August 15th through 21st. It'll be a lot of fun, so check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're getting caught up this week on energy cleaner orders. It's been a struggle. Been a fun struggle helping people get their lives back, but we're taking orders and getting them shipped out as quick as we can, helping people get their lives back, from arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep since they were a child. Details at my website. We can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. If you want to order some thermal imaging from Sam, have a custom rifle built, just give him a call. If he doesn't pick up, leave a message. He will get back with you. That number is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think we were talking a little bit about what you can do, and reloading is one of those things you can do. So you have a press that gives you mechanical advantage. and you lubricate the brass, and then you run the brass into this piece of tooling called a die. You generally have two dies for rifle loading, three dies for pistol loading. The dies change the shape of the brass. And so the first die you'll use if you're reloading a rifle cartridge case is what we call a sizing die. And that sizing die does a couple of things. It punches the old primer out, makes space for a new one to be inserted, and it also squeezes the body down and bumps the shoulder back a couple thousandths. Then what you do is you press a primer in, and then you generally have a bullet seating die. You load powder into the case, and your bullet seating die presses the bullet into the neck, and you have a loaded case. So as you can see, it's not very complicated. And right. I highly recommend people get into this.
Right, right. I think that I agree they should. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. When is the George Floyd, are they going to start with the George Floyd trial of those three cops, Gruvier and the rest of them, and what is that? Is that likely to trigger anything?
Well, it's just one officer on trial. Chauvin is on trial. I believe the trial begins this week.
Chauvin.
And the outcome doesn't matter. There will be nationwide civil disorder following the trial, whether he's convicted or not. Sam, you got some follow-up on that?
Well, I think the powers that be are going to want to use anything for an excuse. Anything. To create violence in the streets. You notice the same people that were causing all of this violence under the Trump administration, they didn't stop under Biden. You know, they're still going, you know, and I think what they said was the jury is made up of 9 women and 6 men. 9 of the jurors are white, 4 are black, and 2 are mixed race. They range in age from the 20s to the 60s. They have 14 jurors, 2 alternates will be present for the opening statements, which I think the opening statements are next week. I think we're about a week away. Chauvin faces 3 charges, second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter are the 3 charges. The second-degree murder is the biggest penalty. It's up to 40 years in prison, right? But all of these details about the trial, it really doesn't matter how the trial comes out. There's still going to be violence. But keep in mind that the violence tends to be centered in cities run by liberals, in states run by Democrat governors. We generally don't see huge protests in states run by conservative Republican governors with conservative mayors. So depending on where you live, your mileage may vary.
Okay. Just one more. How is it that George Floyd was found with a roll of counterfeit $20 bills on him?
From how was where? It that he was found?
What's I don't know anything about that.
Where did he get those?
We don't have any way of knowing that, John. Go ahead. Anything else?
I don't know. It just seems like there's some peculiarities about this case that aren't being there. Seem to be being buried. Is this? Have you noticed that?
Well, what's peculiar is, George Floyd killed himself. He had enough fentanyl to kill 3 healthy adult males, plus heroin on top of that. That's what killed the man, and he was in the process of dying when he was arrested, and. The prosecutor has to convince all 12 people that Officer Chauvin did something wrong. The defense has to convince one person that he did nothing wrong, because he did nothing wrong. And I think that Chauvin will be exonerated, that's my opinion.
Well, you know, there was a $27 million settlement with Floyd's family. Okay, and the defense raised a motion a few days ago claiming that there's going to be a huge inability to have an impartial trial. But the judge, this guy Cahill, who's the judge of this trial, he actually said there's nowhere in Minnesota that you can go. He says, I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case. I don't think there's anywhere in the country you can go. And he ordered the trial proceed as scheduled. So, you know, there's a possible end for an appeal, but bottom line is they're going to have this trial, and there's going to be plenty of violence come from the outcome of the trial. They'll use that as an excuse.
Okay. John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, let's talk. This George Floyd thing is going to be in the headlines very soon, all over the country and the world. When it initially happened, I thought, in fact, I was telling the pastor of my church, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims finally got a good victim here. It turns out they didn't, of course. The video of George Floyd being handcuffed inside the patrol car, saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, was withheld until everything else already took place. The nationwide riots, the destruction of property, the lives lost. We now know that a overdose from fentanyl, one of the well-known symptoms is you can't breathe. So Floyd was taken out of the patrol car at the request of Floyd, placed on the ground. Officer Chauvin did what he was instructed to do in the police academy and also in the police official manual, put a knee on the neck, which causes no harm to a person, not a normal, healthy male anyway. And the whole thing was just a fraud, wasn't it, Sam?
You know, I wasn't there, but I'll tell you, I've never seen video that raised more questions than this situation.
Right, and
we've talked about it before on the show.
We have.
The bottom line is they're going to use everything they can use to keep things stirred up in the media and to keep pushing this agenda through and cramming. See, now people have to understand what defund the police is all about. It's really about getting drones and robots into policing in a major city in America. That's the whole gig. And people, you know, when you know what these people are up to, it's pretty easy to see through the garbage. But I would expect a place like Minnesota or a place like San Francisco, California, to be the first city to employ drones and robots for police purposes. And boy, I rue the day that happens in America.
Apparently, as we speak, the opening statements are taking place in Minnesota right now in the courtroom.
Oh, so they've begun the trial.
They've begun the trial. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
what's going on?
That's going on as we speak. That's an interesting thing. I don't think anything good can come from this. And it's not because of what the officers did. It's not because of how much drugs this guy had in his system. It's because the media, which is no longer actual media, they're basically a propaganda machine for the puppet masters. And you're just going to see this turn into a giant, you know what kind of show.
Absolutely. Well, I've been a party to a number of murder trials. I've never seen a murder trial go more than 3 days. Sometimes a jury deliberation might go into a fourth, but so it remains to be seen if this is going to be a normal murder trial. They're going to become a complete circus like the with the football player. And we shall see, shan't we?
Well, let's talk about what the actual risk is to the average American. So your biggest risk based on this environment is A, being caught in a parking lot with a crowd of protesters. Let's say you're leaving a store, and while you're in there shopping, a bunch of protesters showed up. they don't like the color of your skin because of your white privilege or whatever other issue they drum up that's false. But they'll use that as an excuse to attack you. So coming out of a store, you may have an issue. Confronting that in a city, you may have an issue. But also driving down the highways, because these people love to get a crowd of protesters and block highways. And they're basically kidnapping and holding people on the highway hostage. And you don't want to drive into those situations. But by God, you better be armed. You better know how to exfil your vehicle. Because when they stop a bunch of vehicles on the highway, your chances of driving through that protest successfully are slim. Occasionally a guy will get through, but it doesn't happen very often. Usually the car gets stopped. It runs into another vehicle, runs over some people. People start shooting into the car. If you try to drive through the crowd, they will shoot into your car. I mean, this is the real danger, is that you get out on the street and you get caught in one of these, oh, let's block the road protests. They call it shutting it down. You know, they basically use the phrase shut S down, you know, S-H-I-T. So that's kind of what they're into, you know. And so when they get all riled up, they're like, let's go shut this blank down. And what they're saying is, let's go block a highway, block the entrance to a business, whatever it is. You know, that's what they do. And it used to be that they would have bats or chains or, you know, maybe a pipe or something in the crowd. Different guys would have these things. But now they're carrying guns. And so trying to drive through the crowd, like, oh, I'll just run over those clowns and drive right through them. Well, no, you probably won't. If you get stuck in the crowd like that, they're going to have it blocked in a way that you're not going to be able to drive through. And as you start running over people, they will pull their pistols and shoot into your vehicle. So know this is going to happen. This is their technique. This is how they operate. We've seen it happen over and over and over again. And so you need to be prepared for that. And if you can't drive through and you can't back out of the crowd, your choices, if things get ugly, are basically to shoot and exfil the vehicle and run for your life.
It's a tough place to be, but I agree with you. Very tough place to be.
Yeah, it's kind of like the situation, you know, my son got in a bar fight, and, you know, we had a discussion about how to avoid bar fights, right? Well, the easiest way to avoid a bar fight is to not walk in a bar. And so
really?
the operative phrase is, don't be there, son, right? You know, if you're going to hang out where people get drunk and like to fight, the chances of you getting a fight go up pretty substantially, right? So being aware of what's around you, looking down the road when you're driving. I had this discussion with my wife the other day. She's learning how to ride a motorcycle. And we talked about, where are her eyes looking when she's on the bike? And of course, she's pointing 50 feet, 100 feet in front of her. And I said, now, do you know when I'm on the racetrack at speed, do you know where my eyes are looking? She said, same place. I said, no, they're looking 400 feet in front of me. I'm covering a football field a second on the back straightaway. I've got to look way farther down the road. And so when you get into these threat environments, you want to be looking down the road. You don't want to drive into anything. You know, and so if you're distracted driving, if you're talking to people, you know, and all this stuff, and you run into one of these blockades, you're just gonna be trapped. You're gonna be enmeshed in a bunch of vehicles and a bunch of people, and you'll be able to go nowhere. And if you try to force your way through, they will shoot into your vehicle.
Well, like I say, a tough place to be, and hopefully people will be able to avoid those situations and not find themselves in that kind of life and death situation. Right, Sam?
Yeah, the easiest way is avoidance. You know, the safest thing to do is to be aware of what's going on in your community. Have your ear to the ground, know what's happening, and don't get caught out in a situation where you're by yourself unarmed. You know, that's the real issue. You know, I feel for these people that live in liberal states and aren't allowed to carry a loaded gun in a vehicle. You know, in Missouri, you don't need a permit or anything to carry concealed. You don't need a permit to carry a loaded gun in a vehicle. All of that stuff is totally 100% legal in the state of Missouri. Now, contrast that with New York, you know, some of these other places that have these draconian laws that try to prevent people from defending themselves. And those people are in a lot of trouble. You're driving around unarmed and you run into a violent mob. May God protect you.
We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of March. Well, Sam, these 2 hours have flown by. We've got about 4 minutes here to get the word out. You want to get out this week, sir?
Yeah, let's take this week and say, how about we make a list and focus on what we can do? Okay, so for everybody, I'm going to just run down the big items. You need to store water inside. You need to have 3 gallons per person per day for hygiene and food. If you don't have a big water tank and lots of water stored inside where you don't have to go out, you make yourself a target when you leave your home. So if you're in a violent situation in your neighborhood, that can be a problem. Storing extra freeze-dried food, not just canned food. If you have some freeze-dried food, you have food you can pack very densely, and you can take it with you if you have to change locations. All right, having ammo, having clean guns, having a thermal sight, learning how to load your own ammunition, right? Having a propane tank on site. And that may be a large tank. Like, say, we have a 1,000-gallon tank in the ground here. I also have a 100-pound propane tank to cook with and a gas grill. Okay, so we have the ability to not only run a backup generator off propane, we also have the ability to cook for over a year with just the propane we have. And so that's a big deal. If the power goes out or there's an EMP, you know, they're using utilities to manipulate people. You're going to see them use customs to prevent stuff from being imported that you would use, logistically deny you the things you need to fight back. You're going to see food become a weapon. You're going to see utilities become a weapon for these puppet masters. They're going to use everything at their disposal to try and control you. So the more independent you are, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Learning how to garden would be a good thing, wouldn't it, Sam?
That is a great thing. And, you know, by the way, I want to mention this book. I've mentioned it before. But you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to get stronger. You've got to get healthier. And one of the ways to do that is to read Dr. Gundry's book, The Plant Paradox. There is a recommended diet. Read pages from 260 to 280. If you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have kidney issues, you can, through your diet, allow your body to heal itself. You can get off metformin. You can get off lisinopril. You can get off all of this stuff if you start eating the right things and taking better care of yourself. And Dr. Gundry, it's G-U-N-D-R-Y. He wrote a book called The Plant Paradox. And if you look between pages 260 and 265, you will see this chart of foods that you can eat that will help your body heal and things that you should not eat. And it's really important to understand this stuff. People ask, Sam, how can you, at the age of 64, can you be running around a racetrack on a superbike? It's because I eat right and I take care of myself.
There you go. Sam, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
John, have a great week. Thank you.
All right. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, ever good for guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.